The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering, all right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It is Friday. It's finally Friday for real. Your favorite 2 hours of the day. You now punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon live on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth from the American Family Insurance Studios. We got Shannon in studio today. Shannon, what's happening?
What's up? What's up? I'm super excited to be here, y'all.
Man, how you feeling, man?
It feels good to be in the city even though it's raining.
How was it? Yeah, I didn't know rain was in the forecast.
We in the thick of it, ain't we?
I did not know it was in the forecast. How was the flight, man?
It was okay. Boarding the flight originally, I thought I was going to have to sneak somebody kids some melatonin, but it worked out. The baby went to sleep.
I was like, listen, these kids that.
Listen, I just keep some on deck in case I see a stray child that need a little melatonin.
That's not.
No, it's actually for me. I do keep it on because I have trouble sleeping sometimes. So if I need it, I have it. But the babies was running around. The parents seemed stressed out. I was like, man, is it offensive to offer them melatonin? Like, hey, I got some, got a bag of your melatonin.
I saw that post you put up, too.
People was actually like, that's offensive. Don't say it. I was like, I just wanted to know.
You were serious. You was like,
I
need this baby to shut up.
I mean, and I also was genuinely coming from a good place, okay? I was like, maybe the parents wish, like, man, I really wish this random woman had melatonin. Who am I to stop them?
You offered?
No, I didn't. Oh. But I felt like, man, I bet they thinking, what if this lady had melatonin? You know what I mean? Y'all don't think so? Back when you had a baby, it's been a long time since my baby been a baby too. But I remember being frustrated sometimes, like, man, I wish this baby would shut up.
I ain't never thought about giving any of my kids.
But my thing, I also feel like when I had my daughter, melatonin wasn't as popular either. You know what I'm saying?
What is it for those that may not know? Because I still feel like I don't know what it is.
I think it's genuinely just, it relaxes a person. It's something you can get on the shelf at like Walgreens or Walmart. It's completely safe. It's like you can get it in really low doses. They have some for kids. This sounds bad, like I'm just trying to peddle drugs to kids. You know what?
It's completely safe. They got it in low doses.
They do. And it just relaxes your mind. I think melatonin is something the body like naturally produces. So it's almost like not a vitamin, but it's a, what do we call that?
Like a drug.
Supplement. It's a supplement, but you can get it next to the gummy vitamins, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just, I don't know how I feel about melatonin. Have y'all gave y'all kids melatonin? 833-212-1017. I've been seeing people say it, and I just more so be thinking it's a joke, but it's really a thing people do.
It is, and I take it for myself. I've never given it to a child, but I do know some people do give it to their kids.
To make you sleep?
Yeah. Yeah, it just really relaxes your mind, basically. Like, you start, okay, like, it's easier to go to sleep. It's not anything that'll be like, I'm about to knock out.
Because it's something that your body produces naturally.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like a supplement. That's the word I was looking for. But yeah, I met somebody that gave it to their dog. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know how safe that is.
They were trying to get rid of that dog. They weren't trying to get it to shut up. They was trying to get it to shut down.
Eat this kibble.
It's time for you to go on. This is like Old Yeller. It's melatonin or this... snub nose.
Oh my. Yeah, man. So the flight was good, other than that. It was delayed a little bit. I can't stand a delayed flight.
You got in last night.
I did.
What you hit the town? What did you do? You shut it down.
Man, it was supposed to be me landing at 9:30, and then I would have hit the town. But look, I landed at about 10:30. Then I had some debacle with the rental car service and all that. I was like, you know what? I need to go to Sheep. Okay. I ended up ordering Topper's Pizza, which was gross.
Oh, so that's what made that, okay. I was like, why is she just dissing Topper's randomly?
I have a vendetta towards Topper's. That was what I used to eat when I worked at the hospital third shift. And I genuinely still to this day, like after eating it again last night, it's like the last option. Like, are they a sponsor here? No.
No.
All right, good. Anyway, they are gross. I was about to change my tone real quick. Like, you know what? They ain't that bad.
No,
I like little Toppers.
I haven't had Toppers since like college days. Yeah. That was like Whitewater food.
It's
That's
like
what I
what's
remember.
Just there. Like, I genuinely believe if you eat Toppers, you eat Arby's. You are the people that keep Arby's in business.
I'm not mad at a roast beef.
Oh, sandwich. My God.
I don't go seeking it out. But, like, you know, sometimes you just want that nostalgic feeling, like, you know what? I take two of these. So, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I get me a roast beef sandwich.
You don't even get one.
Well, cause they sell them by the twos, don't they?
It's
like
no.
2 for $5 or something like that.
I don't know.
What's up, y'all? What's happening? Shannon got them at the window.
Yeah. They're here for Ray.
Man.
Like, who Ray brought in here?
But no, man, excited to have you in studio. You're going to be kicking it with us this weekend.
Man.
Truth Family Fest.
Yeah.
So
Truth Family Fest should be
you,
lit.
You getting on stage.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to move your body, girl.
You know, you got to know more than that part, fam.
No.
You know the song. You know the whole joint.
I do know the whole right, song, cool, but so. That's my stem. Like, you don't know the years I've spent yelling that throughout the house for no reason, right?
Well,
move your body, girl. It lives rent-free up here.
That'll be your ad-lib, but you gotta hold it down with the other ad-libs, too.
Well, we gonna figure it out which part I get. Look, don't send me off and give me the cuss word part, because you know I'm going to say it. I don't know how to censor myself, obviously.
I got to make sure we got that clean, now that you mentioned that.
Thank you.
Holler at Infotech. Infotech is DJ. Emmett James performing. Who else performing? The Drumline. They got a Drumline performing. AB Core going to be doing some motion.
Say he performing. I'm like, hold on.
He performing some motions and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouts out to YouTube, man. Shouts out to YouTube family. As a matter of fact, shout out to the people where they can find us. Shouts out
man,
our cousins that's looking at us live.
He was too excited. Listen.
No. They like, don't forget about us.
Man, shout out to YouTube. We got Jasmine Jazz West in the comments. Hey, y'all. Shannon in the building. We got Curly Q. Good afternoon, y'all. It's lunchtime. Look who in the building. Trey 5437 said, y'all are funny. Venus Jones said, don't sleep on Arby's. That's some good food.
I'm telling you.
I'm calling the police. But anywho, before I dial that number, listen, y'all, if y'all want to listen to watch us live in studio right now, join the chat. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We are on YouTube. You can watch us live in studio. You can join the chat. We got a nice little community there. Make sure you follow your host. We got Ray Nitty at Ray Nitty, RayNitti across all platforms. And myself, maybe Shannon, MayBeshannon across all platforms. And don't forget, we're growing our nice little community on Facebook too. We are The Lunch Break on Facebook. Join us there.
Okay.
Oh, and don't forget, if you want to call, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You can text that too, but we want you to call us.
Man, text, call, do what y'all could do for us, man. Pull up. Shannon is in town live, man. 833-212-1017. She said that's the number you could call. You could text. They said, that's right, Venus Jones. Who else got curly fries? I'm telling you.
Man, I get they fries, but it ain't that
serious.
See,
I knew you looked like you would enjoy a curly fry. Curly fry eating food.
Well, look at that. But I will say, it hasn't been as serious to do it. The last time I went, every time I ride past Arby's, nobody's in line.
That's true, though.
That is scary. That's scary. Do you know how long that food is sitting there? If nobody's eating it, the turnaround time is nasty work.
They making that roast beef fresh.
Yeah, all right. You think that? You think that roast beef fresh?
They pull it fresh. They pull it out of the same pan that they pull them concession hot dogs out of when you at a basketball game. Just a man. Pot full of wet roast beef.
Doggy roast beef. Negro.
Man, Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I'm looking for. I don't have no Coke.
Oh, uh-oh. He said you could have said peanut butter cookie.
Definitely. Peanut butter cookie.
Man, I saw. Shouts out to the legendary Miss Sharif for getting us some cookies for Truth Family Fest tomorrow. They chocolate. We come back.
Nope.
Yep, we doing it. When we come back, dog, you won't even believe the disrespect.
Look, I confide in you.
This is talk radio.
Oh, I gotta hear about this.
Wait till y'all hear what she do to a chocolate chip cookie. When we come back, y'all don't go anywhere. This is a lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon on the award winning 101.7 The Truth.
Playing bro, that's a 10-piece, make her go commando. Look thick, busting out the bando. Big player, I'm in magic like Orlando. I gotta hit it before she get a cameo. F1, the coupe came from Monaco. Top shelf, the money counter on the floor. Rich, better love to come another low. I can't do it by myself, I got a brain of bros. In the pot with the fork, gets another bowl. Rick Flair, Rolex, cause a figure four. I'ma hit next, get on the boat. This is President.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. This is the lunch break, your favorite 2 hours of the day, y'all. Yes, you are punched in with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. Live from the American Family Insurance Studios. Talking about call the police. Call them now. Tell y'all the crime that Shannon be committing on cookies. Let me pull up our... pull up our show just to make sure I stay on on task real
after
quick.
After you tell what I do doing my free time, you want to stay on task.
I'm just saying. But, yeah, man, I'm going to tell y'all what Shannon do. So we was talking about the cookies. Miss Cherie got us some cookies. And then she said, wait till y'all see what I do to a chocolate chunk. Shannon...
What do you mean by that?
She picks the damn chocolate chips out of the cookie, dog.
Like she does with pizza?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, bro. Yes, dog. She is like, that's childish, bro.
I was going to say, yeah, child.
Come on, dog. Like, stop playing with your food. Shannon is playing with her food still at the table.
Listen, if the world would just adjust to my eating habits, we wouldn't have these issues. Just make chocolate chipless chocolate chip cookies.
Man, you sound like Weave.
Pizza juice pizza.
Pizza juice pizza is...
Come on now.
Jasmine said like she do pizza. Yep. No, we got that one weird cousin.
Listen, y'all. He's like, yeah, I'll take a chocolate chip. I was like, I don't care. I'm picking the chocolate out of it anyways. I'm going to make it a... it tastes like a sugar cookie. No, it tastes like a sugar snap or something?
A ginger
snickerdoodle?
Yeah, snickerdoodle. That's kind of what it tastes like to me without the chocolate chips.
Uh-uh. So just get a snickerdoodle cookie?
But we don't have that accessible tomorrow. We were talking about the chocolate chunk cookie she got. And I was like, I'm not tripping. I'm going to just pick them out anyway. That's how that came up.
You going to disrespect her cookie?
What am I supposed to do?
She said, that's illegal. Jasmine said, that should be illegal. Absolutely.
I just don't like chocolate.
So
they do. I guess they do make boneless chocolate chip cookies.
Why? Where do they sell them at, though?
I don't know. I've yet to like see it manifested. Oh my God. But I guess it really does exist. But I got a homie named Weave. He be having people make him chocolate chip cookies without chocolate chips in it.
I bet that's so good, too. Like, see?
I don't get it.
You got to adjust the world to what people like.
I said, Shannon, you was my you was my girl. Like, that's crazy. Y'all he talk about me and my cereal.
Yeah,
Nah, I mean, you mad. You eat sugar milk.
All right.
You that don't make your sugar milk better,
you
bro.
You thought you was getting off the hook?
Hey, man.
Two thought we forgot about
true
you,
at
huh?
once.
Hey, man, I brought yum-yum sauce for everybody to try today.
He's trying to win us over with the yum-yum sauce. He did say it's good. Like, he packaged it and everything. He was like, I got it in my secret case.
I set it in the like, fridge. What? I set it in the fridge. Hopefully, they don't toss our yum-yum out.
Oh, yeah.
You know how. You know what? Chill out. But, yeah, y'all, man, we got Shannon live in studio today. Truth Family Fest is coming up. Make sure y'all pull up tomorrow. Riverside University High School, the best high school, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right? That's what time we're going to be out there.
Yep.
But make sure y'all pull up on us. Shannon performing Bow.
I'm going to be
doing some influencer stuff, you know, trying to get my content up. Unk trying to be outside. I got a stand. I'm trying to learn how to use it. So, we going to make some things happen, man. But
fact that you just got the stand sitting here with nothing on it right now.
Well,
I got a stand.
See how with
two phones, mind you. Two phones, one stand, and nothing on the stand.
You got to put the phone on the stand.
I'm about to pan the camera to the stand so that people can see it.
So, first of all, y'all see I got the phone in my hand. And the case off because I had to take it out the case to put it back on it. First, you know what, y'all? We're going to go through the menu real quick today. Cause
like, no yum-yum sauce.
See how they straight up.
I'm going to call Amanda.
Nobody getting no yum-yum. I was going to get everybody some sap-sap and post some yum-yum sauce all over it and treat us real well. But this is how.
Now we being punished.
But anyway, y'all, today on the lunch break, man, on the menu, we have Missing Nicole Lloyd. We just wanted to put that information out there. So we just wanted to share that with y'all. Then we have a viral food recall list, y'all. Some foods that we can't even eat no more that's probably in our house right now. Then we have an Epstein associate, Peter Nygaard. We're going to talk about him trying to buy period blood and inject it into his body. Yep, we got a video. Man, it's crazy. We're going to be talking about that on the menu. And then there's some updates in the Austin Metcalf, the Carmelo Anthony case, right, where the judge has been removed. Some information that wasn't allowed to come out is now being able to come out. So we're going to talk about that. And then Shannon got an appetizer for us, y'all. So we're going to get into that appetizer. Shannon, talk to us.
So remember the disturbing story out of Philadelphia about the masked man running up on people near City Hall? Well, we have an update. The Philly police have identified the man as a 22-year-old Zamir Hughes, and an arrest warrant has been issued. Police says that Hughes was involved in several disturbing encounters on August 12th while wearing a Chucky-style mask. In one encounter, he allegedly approached a woman who was jogging near City Hall, pointed his cell phone toward her, and asked if she was ready to die.
Damn.
The woman ran away, but she was injured because she was, you know, running hectically like they do in the movies, tripping over stuff and whatnot. He didn't injure her, but she was running. She was scared, running for her life. The police also say Hughes appeared to be recording some of these other encounters as well, which raised another question. Was this some kind of social media stunt for attention and clout? Or is this someone who is genuinely dangerous? Either way, authorities are treating it like it is not a joke. Investigators say that Hughes may have left Pennsylvania now, and he has connections to California and Nevada. Police are working with the U.S. Marshals Service to locate him. And here's the other part I want to know from you. is this man doing all of this for clout, social media attention, or do you believe he's actually a danger to the public? And I also have a video from one encounter that it kind of explains he approached a woman and she realized, I think he's not a danger, and she fought back. So I'm going to show y'all that clip.
Last Wednesday morning, she squared up and kicked him in the chest.
So you kicked him in the center of his chest. You yeah. like, you know, just like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Police say was caught on camera chasing a woman outside City Hall minutes earlier. For her own encounter, Jamaica says she spotted the masked suspect approaching a runner who was wearing headphones.
So I started to wave at her across from the intersection and say, hey, there's someone behind
then
you.
Then witnessed him try to force his way into the coffee shop before turning his attention towards her.
That if anything was going to happen, I wanted to see it with my own two eyes.
She turned around, screamed, and yelled, and put her hands up to fight. But something seemed off about the scary stranger.
He just seemed so disoriented about what his goals actually were. Like, I had bags. He wasn't reaching for those. It didn't seem like he had a clear goal to, like, actually get in La Colombe to do anything. So I was like, okay, well, let's see if you can fight. And he couldn't.
Stranger approached her in Center City last Wednesday morning. She squared up and kicked him in the chest.
So you kicked him in the center of his chest.
Wow. He said, well, powie.
She kicked him in the chest.
This fool.
I saw the kick that she said she threw.
You don't believe it, Ray.
You saw that kick that she said she
no.
threw? Man.
Ray, you hating on her.
I was just saying. She said, you saw that kick?
It was a high kick to the chest.
And did you see the one she said? She said, I ain't even tear my pants trying to do this. But I'm not saying she wasn't. I think she might have saw what happened, like somebody else being chased. But that didn't look like no kick that was fending nobody off. I'm sorry.
Are you sure, though? I mean, it looks believable to me.
You see the... What kick are you looking at?
He don't trust her kicking ability. So, for me, I think...
Maybe I caught the wrong angle of the kick.
It may not have fended someone off if they were genuinely trying to hurt her, but it seems like this dude was not, like, he probably is doing it for clout or for the love of the game. Like, he's chased plenty of people, and he has not, like, actually hurt anybody, but he's chasing them around with masks, and that's why she said when she stood her ground, he kind of was like, oh, shoot, I didn't expect this. I just expected you to go running off. And she was like, I'm going to kick him. And she a small little something.
She said, hell no. Nah. Get the hell out of here.
Y'all, Ray is in the studio trying to do this thing.
But look at it. Man, beat it, dog. Look at that kick, man.
Y'all are sick.
She said. She threw a kick and a punch at this man.
Just and then
she was like, you kicked it. She's like, yeah. Hey, man, get the hell out of here, man. I'm not buying it. No way, dog. Oh, I'm sorry. She's like, yeah. Look at this. Man. All right, maybe I'm just...
You just wrong, that's all.
Right.
That looked like a typo.
Let her have her hero story.
Man, I don't see you defending anybody.
Yeah.
Fighting off
never
crime.
Kick nobody in the chest.
Actually, I fight crime every day.
You know what? You're right, Ray. I'll give you that.
I fight crime. You didn't see all the crime I was fighting on social media during this governor's race?
Right, and you going against me and my boneless pizza and boneless cookies? The crimes you over there fighting on.
I'm not even the only. Did you read what your cousin's saying?
Let's go to the chat and see what y'all talking about over
all right.
there. They said, do I pick through trail mix? I do not pick through trail mix. No, I don't. Mm. Chocolate chip cookies are the best. She can't disrespect them like that. You know what? Well, I do save the chocolate chips, and I save the pizza scraps just in case other people want it. I add extra chocolate chips and walnuts to my cookies. If you're having a cheat day, you got to make it worth it. We got Trey.
Who you taking pulled out chocolate chips and pepperonis to, Doc? Who you taking? Like I said, hold on. When we come back, dog, when we come back from break, we want to know who the hell Shannon take her pepperonis and pull chocolate chips too. And who accepting it? That's what I want to know. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
What?
Ain't taking no calls right now. I'm kicking back and I'm pulling up. Got honey up in my cup. I'm in the hood, I'm feeling good. Just me, myself, and this. Everything I do is way up, man. If anybody good, I swear it's us, man. I'm vibing, I'm chilling, I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm vibing. I'm chilling, I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm vibing. I'm chilling, I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm kicking back and I'm.
What up, y'all? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. It's your boy, Ray Nitty. My homegirl, maybe Shannon. This is the Lunch Break Crew. Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Man, we having a good time already. Dang, it's already been half an hour, y'all.
We still in the appetizer.
That's what happens when your favorite cousin come home.
Yeah. So
see how
the
time flies.
I'm pressing the talk to producer button. Talk like, look, we got all the buttons over here. Look, access granted. Just touching stuff now.
We still, you're right. We still on this appetizing. So who the hell take your scrap chips and pepperoni?
Listen, whoever, like, if you got a chunky chip type of person next to you, they'd be like, man, just give me the extra chips. Like growing up, my dad used to be like, man, just give me the pepperoni. I'd be like, here you go, Dad. He'll sprinkle them on top of his. Now he got a meat lover's pizza. So, you know, what I lack, somebody else can pick up on. You know what I'm saying? You always got to think about the next person. That's yeah. all. If I'm by myself, I just toss them. But, you know, people like, some people like meat lovers and some people like meat sweat. Some people like chunkless chocolate chip. Some people.
Hope y'all realize I'm not the one saying these atrocities.
Oh, man. Listen, back to the chat, okay? So we were talking about the lady that defended herself from the masked man, and they said the Tybo kick to the chest. She definitely had that Tybo chick go. What do you check? Chest kick. That's
what's going on?
Tybo chest.
What was that?
You need to read.
She had the Tybo chest kick going. Talking too fast. Too excited to be here. Can't stop. All right. They say she was geeked about it, too. She was definitely excited about the reporter asking her that. Aaron and Tim said, the reporter said, you sure you kicked him like that?
I'm telling you.
Oh, man. And then Jasmine said, reusing food scraps. Aaron and Tim said, you a wild boy if you eating Shannon scraps. Jasmine said, Shannon. She put the Shannon with the three dots. Like, she's serious. She said, Shannon. So you like the taste of pepperoni, but not the pepperoni? Yes, Jasmine. Yes, I do.
Makes no sense, man.
I need to make a support group for people like me, okay? I'm going to make a support group.
It is one. It's just you and Jadon Weaver in it, the two people that I've.
I need his Facebook. Listen, bro, we got to get together and rise up. That's
the
what
two
I'm
people.
Tell.
That's the two people I know that has ever said. And it took damn near 10 years to find the other one to use.
Once in every 10 years one rises to the occasion, huh?
Man, I'm just saying.
Man.
So, I am just saying.
So I guess, look, we never got to the question, right? Of the initial appetizer story, right? Do you think it's harmless and he's just doing it for clout and attention? Or do you think this kid is actually dangerous? Because they did identify him because I guess he was recording and people knew him from doing other stuff like that, stupid stuff. His name is Amir Hughes.
I think it's for clout, okay. Right? But I also think it still is dangerous. It's very dangerous because you don't know who the hell you walking up on with this crazy looking mask, fam.
And like, saying, do you want to die?
You ready to die? Like, people carry guns.
Hello.
Women carry guns.
Hello.
So, like, you don't know who going to pull out a weapon and think you serious and shoot the hell out of you.
You thought that kick to the chest was something.
We know she ain't packing nothing.
What?
But a kick.
Is open carry legal in Philly?
I do not know.
Because, if he has ties to Nevada, I know concealed carry and open carry is legal. And that man, in Milwaukee?
Now, they say he got ties there, but it happened in Philly.
It happened in Philly, but they say he's left Philly since they think, and he has ties in California and Nevada.
So Philly is what, East Coast, right?
I feel like maybe their gun laws could be similar to like a New York, maybe. Oh. I'm assuming. I don't know, and that's probably why
he playing like that. Because I feel like if he tried that in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Shoot. I mean, he might be a little safe in New York playing like that because the gun laws is super strict, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I said. Milwaukee, if he fled to Nevada, where he has ties. Ain't nobody playing with you, especially if they could read that, oh, you're just not on nothing. Somebody going, listen, people is crazy. Somebody like, free body. Let me get my test shots
That's insane.
I'm sorry. Like, don't play with me.
Yeah, sir. I think it's definitely for clout, but it's a dangerous game, though.
Very dangerous. Yeah. And honestly, it could be dangerous to other people, too. Like, not just himself.
I mean, look at Chud the Builder.
Yeah.
Like, he doing a lot of that for clout, too. And
look where that got him.
Now he in jail. You feel what I'm saying? So, and then you got, who's the other dude that's running around doing that? Look, now I'm pulling the Shannon. He got the bulletproof vest on that he be going around and just burning Qurans and stuff like that. I was like, bro,
like for
y'all
what?
Playing a dangerous game.
Like, why are y'all doing this? Like, it's just unnecessary. And like you said, it's not only dangerous for other people. Like, that woman, she injured herself trying to run away. Like, you also traumatizing people. People don't know what your intentions are. They don't know, oh, it's just for clout. And it's honestly not funny. I just think we live in a day and age where people are doing anything for attention, anything for clout, and 100%. They don't realize, like, not everybody playing.
No, everybody.
Ain't nobody playing but you.
Yeah. And
hello.
I had to stop carrying my, just because I be nervous. Like, don't be playing with me. These alleys dark. I was staying on 9th and Center at the time, leaving Onyx. Oh, yeah.
And you stopped.
You know what I'm
saying? I would have been two socks Shannon.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm too paranoid in today's world. I got a routine before I actually start going home. Make sure ain't nobody trailing me.
I carry things a certain way, everything, like, just in case. Straight I got up. My Tybo kick ready, like, pow.
I hope y'all wasn't in the same class. Because if that's the kick you bring in, Shannon, you good as took. You better have Onyx.
Man, Onyx ain't no good.
Onyx better be right with you. You good as took if you pull it up kicking like her.
Yeah, Onyx. Bro, that dog, like, I was like, will she grow out of this? Like, he talking about my dog. She is a big girl. She just turned one. And she's like, basically, like, when she stands up, we are face to face. Big girl. But she play too much. She's just as goofy as I am. She got ADHD, too. She can't stay on task. Like, she get hyper-focused.
Y'all both be standing in the... I'd be pissed if I was y'all neighbor. They be standing in the middle of the damn house howling. Oh! Oh! And Shannon doing it, too.
Yep, we're doing it, y'all.
I'm like, I'd be neighbor. So pissed.
Neighbor mad at Shannon. Like, Shannon, shut up!
And I know it's early, because it'd be like 10 o'clock Milwaukee time a.m. So I'm like... Why?
Oh,
I'm like, what is going on?
The thing is, I feel like they get enough peace because she don't bark unless I'm encouraging. And sometimes you got to let her howl and let it out.
They get enough
peace. We both
got to
be dogs.
Crazy.
Like, I'd be like, come on, let's do it.
I'd be like, take your dog in the middle of the field and do that howling. Oh. You hearing Onyx nails hitting the hardwood floor?
Y'all gonna have a notice on my door. I'm like, we saw that show. You admitted to it. You did it.
Man.
When
we...
Good time.
We got a little... We got two minutes. There was a viral... Just moving us along.
Yeah.
Well, before we move us along, I did want us to share about the missing Milwaukee young lady on a more serious note. And this is just a message I'm reading that was on Facebook. It says, my family is asking everyone in the city of Milwaukee to please help find my baby girl. They call her Beautiful. Her name is Nicole Lloyd. She's been missing for over 7 days. And there is allegedly a video of her being sexually abused as well and being held captive at a home. So there's this video floating around. We're not going to play the video because there's, somebody's upset about their family and very passionate.
And they say, hey, if you know something, like, turn our baby girl in, turn her free before we find you. So, you know, this family is very, you know, serious about finding their relative and loved one. So, you know, if you know anything, if you see anything, just share it. We're looking for Nicole Lloyd, a teenager, been missing over 7 days. So we want to help spread the word and find our community members as well. So just wanted to make sure I share that. I was trying to find, like, any information, like, where she was last seen at. I can't remember where exactly they said, but I think they said, like, north side of Milwaukee or something like that. So hopefully, you know, she gets found soon and the family finds their peace. So When we come back, we'll get back into the menu. We have a viral food recall list. Somebody said, Lord, is peanut butter on the list? I hope the hell not, because I'd be good as cooked.
Y'all want to know how to poison Ray? Put the peanut butter.
Straight up. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is your favorite 2 hours of the day. Yes, your lunch break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. I know we y'all favorite show. I know we is. Favorite show in the nation. In the nation, I'm calling it. Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound, man. How y'all feeling, Truth Family? 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. You can text us as well. And if you can't listen in your radio, on your radio, if you got to get out the car and have lunch at your desk, pull us up on YouTube. Pull us up and pull up. Have lunch. Bring somebody to lunch with you, man. It's Friday. We got Shannon in studio. Shannon, how you feel? Is the chair been cold? Is it warm enough for you now?
Warmed up now. Warmed up. I'm over here looking at the menu, warming up the chair.
No, man. What we got on the menu today?
Well, American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're a part of the Truth audience, you already know. You work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. That menu was... That's all right. It feels good to be holding the menu in hand. It ain't the same when you got to scan the QR code.
Well, you got to. It's hard to read them menus, man. I'm trying to find.
Somebody said, what kind of dog is it? Yo, I got a Belgian Malinois mixed with a standard poodle.
Malinois? How do you say that?
Malinois. A Belgian Malinois.
Malinois.
Yeah.
Malinois. Like Pinot Noir.
Yeah, she a fancy girl. But I lucked up with that one. Two very expensive dogs mixed together. But
dogs
I got
too
her.
Damn big, man.
They are.
That dog looked bigger than my dog, and I got a husky.
And she's high energy. She is so, like, you got to take her out at least 2 times a day. Got to give her the rawhide, the bully stick.
So that really worked? They get
the bully stick,
the zoomies out?
I feel like it do, because, like, she get the chewing on stuff and tugging at stuff, and it's like, here, chew this. All right, give her a little bully stick. You know, I was going to go somewhere else, but give her a bully stick. It'll chill her out for a little bit, kind of get some of that, like, angst out of her. The freeze balls where you freeze the thing and put it in the ball, like, where she has to, like, lick it to get, like, the stuff out. That keeps her busy. So I do all types of stuff throughout the day just to try to enrichment activities.
I got to try that.
It'll help.
Apollo be tearing the house up, man.
That's why.
Tearing it up.
The Onyx don't do that because I be, look, We gonna go out before the sun come up and it's 105 degrees. We try to get her out early in the morning, take her to the dog park. At night, get her a 15-minute walk in, and throughout the day, like those little things. That's why they tear it up, though. She has not because she was too tired to tear it up. And then when I see her doing too much, like let's howl in the living room.
I was pissed. I took Junior to get his hair cut the other day. Mm-hmm. This is just 2 days ago.
Wait,
actually.
Junior, his name Ray too?
Yep, Ray Junior.
Rayhaño
Alejandro Boyens Junior.
Why did that just? I'm sorry.
Oh, you thought his name was actually Junior? Damn it, Shannon.
I know. I didn't want to admit it, but I was like, wait. I had to come to Jesus.
She's like, wait, his name is Ray, too? Like, Violet, you're turning violet, Violet.
You stupid.
Bruh.
Sometimes you have those moments and you got to say it out loud because it's so, like, this whole time, I just, Junior.
We took him to go get his hair cut. He had just made some peanut butter cookies. He had some peanut butter cookies that he stuffed some Reese's in it. And some white chocolate chip ones. We come back, Apollo ate the damn cookies, dog. I was so pissed.
You lying.
He had like at least 8 of them, dog. I'm like, I know it was 12 cookies up here. How is it just 4, dog?
Apollo. I'm sorry. A win is a win. All right?
Man. All right. When you get sick and you get stretched out, there ain't going to be no other Apollos.
He probably had the
this is
Hershey
one and only
squirts,
dog.
But he had a good time eating them. Probably wasn't good coming out, but it was good going in.
Jesus.
Apollo got to live his best life, too.
Damn, who going to watch Apollo when... Oh, the kids will be home. I'm tripping. I was thinking about who going to watch it when we go to Poland. There was a viral food recall list, Shannon.
Ooh, was peanut butter on it?
I'm searching. I don't see peanut butter on here.
I want to see this list. I want to hear it because I have been hearing it in chunks. Like, I know blueberries are on it. I know, like, lettuce is still there. I know eggs ended up on there. So
yeah, eggs was on there. So it's so many, it's almost sickening. I wish we had enough time to read it. We going to need some of the grapevine to get through this list.
Still got a whole other hour.
Right. Bro, it's a lot. I can't, there's no way I'm reading all of this. But some of the stuff is frozen blueberries linked to possible E. coli contamination. Iceberg lettuce, possible cyclosporia. Look at me. Contamination. Shell eggs. I'm like, what other kind of eggs is there?
I guess the liquid ones that
shell-less,
come in the carton.
Boneless eggs? Oh, like milk egg. Okay, gotcha. Them not real eggs, fam.
Yeah, yes, so we got to eat 3D printed food now. At this point, that's the only thing safe.
Shell eggs linked to salmonella. Mixed berries, possible E. coli. Pistachio nut butter. I don't use
that.
What is that? It's like peanut butter, but it's pistachio butter, kind of. Yeah. Oh. Jalapeno containing what? Dips. Oh, jalapeno containing dips, salsa, and guacamole products. You got soup kits, you got salad dressings, Jesus, granola, dog food, jalapeno, pizza cheese bread products.
Oh, God.
Damn, Shannon, you in trouble. Dried herring fish. What the hell kind of cheese is that? Requesan cheese?
What is that?
Requesan? I don't know. That's R-E-Q-U-E-S-O-N. Soft ricotta cheese, infant formula. Multiple cheese varieties, cottage cheese, organic, man, smoked, all of these things. Parmesan ranch seasoning.
It's literally seasoning. That
cheese and garlic croutons. Jesus.
So what do we eat?
Pita chips, coleslaw, sour cream and onion, pork. What do we eat, y'all? What do we eat? It's still 3 more pages of it. It's still 3 more pages of it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What happened?
They getting towards my area. Oh.
The dessert. The dessert.
They got chocolate bars, sea moss gel, cheese. Okay, no peanut butter. Whew.
He was quiet.
No peanut butter on
he was quiet on the creek over there. He was like, hold on. Hold on.
Speaking of quiet and quick, you saw them white women that was talking about, we lied on the lake.
No.
It was like, y'all talking about quiet, you see these girls behind me?
We lied
on the lake. But, yep,
We know they got a bunch of that food that recalled. But yeah. There has been a huge recall on food, y'all. We can't eat nothing, Shannon.
I mean, a bowl of ice will do.
You watch the water, you freeze.
Hey.
Watch the water, you freeze.
Unfiltered lake water.
Straight up.
Boy, I don't know. What we going to do?
So Taylor Farms, fresh food, iceberg lettuce, we read that. Source from Mexico. We even talked about some of the those factories that use prison labor.
Yeah.
And right. Being contaminating some of those things as well. And then we correlated it to how poor the conditions was in the prison system. Taylor Farms. Yep, there we go. Taylor Farms, fresh food, iceberg lettuce. That's exactly who we're talking about. Nearly 1.6 million dozen eggs recalled by Midwest Poultry Service over possible salmonella. White and brown cage-free eggs with sell date by July 20th and August 17th distributed to Kroger and Brookshire Grocery. City Foods, Inc. recalled about 3,200 pounds of ready-to-eat pastrami. I don't know, y'all. It's a lot that... What we gonna do, y'all? We gotta grow food, man.
Somebody in the comments said we gonna be eating tree bark. I mean, we gotta just, hey.
Some sap sap.
Some sap sap.
Some tree sap. Shouts out to Ray. Her name Ray, too.
Really? Oh.
Despite how it feels, scrolling social media, 2026 total recall numbers are roughly on par with recent years, according to food safety trackers. Well, that's, I guess that's good to know.
Wait.
they said, despite how, as bad as it feels, this is quite on par.
It's kind of normal for everything to be recalled at once.
And we wonder why the human life expectancy rate is dropping.
We was doing good for a while.
Was we?
Once we got vaccines, I mean, we probably ain't been doing good since they figured out polio and whatnot. But.
Well, I'm talking about recent human life expectancy, not prior to
1890.
Polio and smallpox epidemic, yellow fever.
That's what I think about, because after, like, we started doing, but you know what the problem is? You know what? I'm going into charted waters. I was going to say, for a moment in time there, people were actually, like, listening to scientists,
mm-hmm.
even though they're not always correct. But people were actually getting vaccines, and they were listening to the doctors and the scientists. Didn't they fire a bunch of people that kind of take care of what, like, the FDA people and whatever in the government? Didn't that
I
just happen?
I think so. They did do something.
And now,
like,
we got all these
the regulations
recalls.
And stuff.
Yeah, I people kind of just like stopped respecting science and start respecting money, and now we are in a bad position, I think. Like, not always will I say, like, everybody needs to take a vaccine, everybody needs to do this way, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, man, when we come back, we're going to talk to Cousin Sandra and see her thoughts on it. But you said something about scientists. And then we're going to talk about that when we come back as well.
Definitely.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the award-winning Lunch Break Show.